Hey, welcome to Love Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and we're going to talk about cognitive behavioral therapy, known as CBT. A therapist will work with you to uncover an unhealthy pattern of thoughts and identify how they may cause harmful behaviors and reactions and beliefs about yourself and others. Now, your therapist may assign you homework where a practice replacing a negative thought with more positive ones. And I know it can be challenging because I've been there. And when I started using cognitive behavioral therapy on myself, I started noticing positive patterns changing. And that was great because it means that I was thinking and differently in everything else in between changed. My behaviors, reactions, beliefs about myself, everything changes. When you actually use CBT, your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, basically based on CBT, is more important to understand. And how can you reconstruct it so that you can be a better person? Because at the end of the day, it helps you to develop a positive nature. So really, it helps you reconstruct your mindset, how you perceive the situation that you're dealing with, especially when you're feeling depressed and you don't know how to deal with it, overcome it. It's not easy, trust me. I've been there, I've struggled with it myself, and we just got to learn tips and tricks on how to improve the situation by using cognitive behavioral therapy. We all have these issues in life, and we just got to learn tools that will help us. Like, natural remedies for depression are exercise, aiming for at least 30 minutes a day, and avoiding alcohol substances like drugs and alcohol, misusing it, and learn how to set limits. When feeling overwhelmed can worsen anxiety and depression symptoms, setting boundaries for yourself and personal life and professional. Because the more you do that, you feel a lot better when you set yourself some boundaries. And taking care of yourself also improves the symptoms of depression. By taking care of yourself, this includes plenty of sleep, eating healthy, avoiding negative people, and participating in enjoyable activities. Sometimes depression doesn't respond to medication, so you've got to be careful with the health professional's advice. And of course, your symptoms may improve, but you've got to have the right way to deal with your mindset on an everyday basis. Now, supplements help, especially when you need good sleep or you need vitamin D. Now, there are others like 5-HTP, serotonin levels in the brain, which can also ease these symptoms, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamins, B12, B6 are important for the body. Especially the developing of depression might get higher if you don't actually have your B vitamins. And vitamin D, sometimes called the sunshine vitamin, is important for the brain, heart, and bones. So therefore, we need to make sure we got vitamin D deficiencies fixed. And it can cause depression. So there are more research needed, but however, it seems to be the problematic issue. And maybe a herb supplement, vitamins claim to help ease symptoms, but most of the time, a lot of people would prefer the other type. Now, there are ways to identify a lot of these things. I would say your mood, your appetite, sleeping patterns, activity level, thoughts, and because depression can be linked to other health issues, you really need to talk to a professional that is going to understand the situation. And When depression is a serious mental health illness, you need to have the potential for complications, and it's not really helping the situation, like weight gain or loss, physical pain, substance abuse, pain, panic attacks and relationship problems, social isolation, thoughts of suicide, self-harm. All these things matter. We've got to be able to do what's right. These types of depressions can be broken into categories depending on the severity of symptoms, but there are ways to actually improve the situation the best you can. The majority of depressive disorders are basically a severe form of depression. Now, we all have something, but feeling depressed most of the days, loss in interest in a lot of things, significant weight loss or gain, sleeping in lots or not even being able to sleep, slowed thinking or movement or even fatigue, low energy, feelings of worthlessness, you know, guilt or loss of concentration, you know, reoccurring thoughts and thought of negative things. These things matter. So when you actually look at these things, you really do need the help of your medical people. So persistent of this type of depressive disorder, you really need to deal with it, because you will be lacking productivity, no self-esteem, feel hopeless, losing interest in normal daily activity. Trust me, I've been there, and it hasn't been easy, especially with the medication, and it's not a simplified thing. So living with depression can be difficult, but treatment can help improve it. So do talk to your doctors about it. Now, we know so a lot of women have post-mortem depression, feeling restless and moody and feeling sad, hopeless, overwhelmed, having thoughts that of hurting the baby or yourself and things like that. And, you know, all these things matter. So we've got to do what's right, especially the thoughts that are triggered. It's not easy for the situation. So we've got to do the best we can, especially when we're feeling very sad and low and down and have trouble falling asleep or even increasing the appetite or even unable to do the basic things around the house. You know, these things are crucial, or even having a, you know, sex drive. All these things are treatments out there for them. It's just not easy. And most people with depression and anxiety can occur in a person at the same time. And in fact, research has shown that over 70% of people with depression disorders also have symptoms through their thought of being to be caused by different things, and depression and anxiety can produce several similar symptoms, which can increase irritability, difficulty with memory or concentration, sleep problems. You know, anxiety and depression can be treated, but I know that therapy like cognitive behavioral therapy, medication, alternative therapies, these things matter to what you are facing. So do the best you can every time you're faced with this, because it will, you know, affect your way to deal with it. So, you know, go to my website, my blog, and really get an idea on how can you help yourself, because if you don't, you're stuck in this ugly hole, and this hole will only get bigger and bigger and bigger until you crash and burn, and it's not okay. So I hope this helps you guys, and I hope you actually learn to look after yourselves and get out there with your doctor and deal with it, because the sooner you deal with it, the better you get, because it will only mess with your head. And using a journal, writing down what really annoys you, what's driving you crazy, or even reducing the stress levels, because nothing like this is going to help any more than, you know, the natural ways, more so helping yourself, but also talking to your doctor about a lot of these issues, because nothing worse than actually going into that ugly hole of suicidal thoughts. So definitely get some help and serve yourself. Don't drag yourself under the bus. So I hope this helps, and I will see you on the next episode.